The Mind Aware 315.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to have show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, everyone. This is Dana Wild with the Mind Aware Show, and welcome. So we talk a lot about different social media networks and how to gain traction in different places. And I have a really interesting interview for you today, because at the Mind Aware, we don't necessarily go out looking for people to interview. What happens is people come to us, publicists in particular, come to us and they pitch us different people. And we have different people on. Well, this interview is different. This interview with Danny Zuha, he is the author of The Happy Marriage Hot Sex Handbook. And I know you're wishing right now that we were going to talk about The Happy Marriage Hot Sex Handbook. But I hate to tell you, that's going to be a different time and a different show. Instead, what we're going to talk about is how he came on our radar here at The Mind Aware. Because he's using a strategy on Instagram that just blew me out of the water and blew my mind, because it's something anybody can implement. And he's taken it to a whole new level where you can use it to not only gain followers on Instagram, but you can use it to build a list. You can ultimately use it to sell your products or a handbook or a course. I mean, this is a really cool strategy that he's using. And I thought, you know what? Let's get him on the show and let's talk to him about how he came up with this, what he's doing, and learn more about how to get more followers on Instagram, gain your traction there. So hi, Danny. Welcome to the show.
Dana, thank you so much. I am so excited to be here. Hello to all the listeners. I'm so thankful that you all tuned in to see me.
I'm so happy that they're here too, because really this is such an interesting thing you're doing. Now let me back up before we get to Instagram and talk about maybe your history as an entrepreneur. When did you first start becoming an entrepreneur, and did you think like that was your path, or just tell me a little bit about your background?
Okay, grew up in farm country, Nebraska, and my dad was he was always an entrepreneur. He invented a couple of things. My grandfather invented a couple of things. The worst thing in the world I could ever do was get a J-O-B. And so I was just really guided that way. You know, I had my bedtime stories, and I got to give him a lot of credit, because my bedtime stories were Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and The Art of the Deal, and things like that. And so it was a real natural progression for me. I've just never been able to escape the desire to kind of be on my own. And I think a lot of your listeners would probably identify with that.
Yeah, I always say that like entrepreneurs have some kind of stray gene that we just makes us unemployable. So if I understand right, as time went on, you made a decision at some point to say, you know what, I think my number one business isn't so much my business. It's about learning or becoming or being the best husband and best father I can be. Am I putting words in your mouth, or is that kind of how that progressed?
Well, it was, I kept trying to do other businesses, and I kept, I guess, trying to get away from selling myself. And my wife, I remember the exact day that it was, she's like, you know, you wrote and you got me, because that's how she and I met. I got my wife through my writing. Everything I've done, I've gotten because of writing. I'm in so many different publications around the place because of my writing. And she's like, why aren't you selling you? You are such a charming guy. And I love her for that. You know, God bless her. But so she said, you need to start selling yourself. And so I started down one path that I thought was going to be money. And ultimately what I came to discover was that I have kind of become, with my wife, a power couple. And like the amount of stuff that we're able to get done because we continually push one another is just phenomenal. It blows my mind. So I thought, well, you know, I take most of my cues from her anyway. So when I redid my website, I wanted my slogan to be the well-ordered husband, because she basically says, okay, this is what you're doing. This is how you're doing it. I do know best. And she does. And I say, yep, whatever you want, baby. We're going to go for it. So, yeah.
That's great. Well, good. You know what's amazing and what I love about this story, and I know all of you women out there are just eating this up, it's that it's so nice when you hear a man who says, like, yeah, my wife knows what's best. That's just awesome. And the idea of the power couple. And I want to touch back, too, on something you said about realizing that you had to sell yourself, because I think a lot of our listeners are going through this right now in the idea of stepping into your celebrity and realizing that at the end of the day, you're the one that's the product. And so at what point, oh, and side note, by the way, the reason he found his wife via writing is because they met on the internet via Napster. Anybody remember Napster? Cool. Way before it was cool, right?
Yeah.
So when did you come across Instagram, and when did you start thinking this might be a platform that could work for me for promotion?
I was really naturally drawn to Instagram, mostly because of the visual side of it. I had been on Facebook for a while, and I'd always kind of, you know, it's like this weird drawing the line between business and personal, and you don't know who to friend and who to, promote your site to. So for me, Instagram, I love photography. I love all sorts of photography. I can look at it all day. And I latched onto it. I started just by looking through the photos and thinking, this is just amazing. And then if I was going to make, I've always heard that you got to make a platform your home base. So I said, well, I'll make my Instagram my home base because I can take pretty decent photos. And it's a nice quick, it's like that snapshot in time where you can leave somebody with something really powerful. They can like it, they can leave a comment or whatever, and they can move on with their day.
Totally, totally. Power tip number two, did you catch it there? It's not only about stepping into your celebrity, but power tip number two, and I really love it, is pick something and nail it. You don't have to be doing all these platforms. Pick one and just nail it, and that's what you did. So how you came on our radar, Danny, is you started doing these little quote pictures, and a lot of people do quote pictures, but what I noticed right away, because I'm always investigating Instagram, I haven't cracked the code there or figured it out, and so I'm kind of always just kind of looking at it out of curiosity, and I thought, you know what this guy's doing that's so smart? Is it looked to me like you had a progression where at first you were using these kind of famous quotes like by Gandhi or Martin Luther King Jr. or something. Let's just call them people who are dead now, right? Quotes.
Right.
And then it's like you progressed and I started seeing that you started posting more and more quotes of people who were living and maybe had their own little circles of influence. You know, like I've got a little circle of influence here and people have little circles of influence out in their world. And I thought, this is so smart, because now you're actually promoting people who you're going to get on their radar and they're going to want to promote you, like here we are now. So
right.
How did you come up with this idea? Can you help me get into your head a little bit to think of what do you think kind of gave you the idea that this would be smart to do?
Okay, well, I'll start with not a lot of people would attribute their success to their intense jealousy and envy for someone, but in this case, that situation is true. I was going through my website redevelopment, like I had said, and I happened to stumble upon Joel Brown's personal website, so iamjoelbrown.com. And and he's, of course, the founder of Addicted to Success. He's a boy from WA, Western Australia, and I just felt like, this guy's got everything figured out. There's no room at the inn. Joel's in every single room with all of his awesomeness, and there's no room for me. And I realized that something that was going on inside me was this block of jealousy, like, oh, I can't stand that he has all this success and there's none left for me, so I hate him for it. And I spoke to my wife, and this is the other thing, like, the directive came from my wife. She's like, you got to sort this out, because if you want to reach that next level of success, then you've got to clear this. You've got to, and you were on the Abundance Factor, Riley Dane's Abundance Factor, who has also been featured on my Impactagram series, with Joe Vitale. And something that I love, what he said in that, documentary was that you are to give in the way that you actually want to receive. Whatever you give, you open a window for that same thing to come in. And so I developed a mantra, and I hadn't, you and I had kind of connected on LinkedIn prior to that. And I had loved you on the abundance factor. Love, love, love. Like, go out and watch the, it's for free. Like, write it in, give it away for free. but I loved you and I loved Joe Vitale on there. And so what I did was I came up with a mantra, and you're big on mantras. And my mantra for this was, I am overjoyed by and promote the success of Joel Brown. And Joel Brown could be like replaced, because I realized when I did that, that I had a lot of envy. So I had to replace Joel Brown with this person and with that person and with that person. Sometimes celebrities, and I think a lot of your listeners would probably understand that if you're trying to break into a new market, especially this market, there's so many other people out there who have already got things figured out, and you start the comparing game, and all of a sudden you come up really short because we're our own worst, you know, self-critic. And so I added a lot of emotion to my, I mean, a lot of emotion. I know that emotion is energy in motion, and I added a lot of that to that when I went on my run. I was like screaming this on the country roads of Nebraska as I ran around, like thumping my chest, going absolutely nuts. And I was able to get through that block with Joel Brown in a day. And so I kept saying it over and over and over. And I get back to the house, to my Airbnb that we were staying at, and I said, I've got it. I'm done. I am overjoyed by Joel Brown's success. But there's that second part. I promote Joel Brown's success. So I said, right. Well, what is my, I've got it. I said, I can sit there and I can kind of, you know, vibe, you know, good vibes for Joel. And that would be my way of promoting his success. But I'm like, I want to do something more concrete. I firmly believe in Mel Robbins' 5-second rule. And so I said, I need to do something. What's my biggest platform right now? And the biggest platform that I had and still have is Instagram. And so I came up with this word, you know, conjunction, this impactagram, and I developed a hashtag out of it. And basically every day since then, I have identified somebody else in my world, because I'm just a collection of the people who have influenced me.
Of course.
It's wonderful. So I just identify all of those people. And for some people, they, like, it's been my, you know, definitely my most popular, because I like symmetry, and I've got the grid on my Instagram, and go ahead.
Actually, Danny, let me give that to them, because I want them to be able to see this, and you may not be able to do this right this second because you're listening to this interview, but jot this down. The hashtag is Impactagram, so it's Impacts with an S, ta-gram, okay? And
yeah.
Even easier is just go to @DannyZuha and the underscore between
underscore.
Danny and Zuha. Yeah. And the Zuha, by the way, is spelled Z-O-U-C-H-A. So Danny underscore Zuha. And check him out, because this was really, really clever. And I cannot tell you how it just tickles me to no end that you did this as your own, I'm just going to call it a mindware experiment. It was your own mindware experiment for getting over jealousy and competition. And I think every single person here could do that. And, you know, I'm telling you, when I hear this, what I like about it is I know sometimes when I have feelings like that of jealousy or like, oh, gosh, they got that and I haven't got that yet, because we all have those moments. It's useful for me to remember that they're just people in the world trying to figure it out too. You know, they're just people out there who have moments of insecurity and moments of where they're banging around hoping people like them too. And really, by what you're doing, you're really feeding into that by really pouring out that love of saying like, hey, I know you all are out here and you're stepping into your awesomeness just like I'm stepping into my awesomeness, and we're all trying to do it together. So this is just like brilliant, absolutely wonderful. I love it. And so what started happening as a result of it, besides the obvious of getting more fans and getting more interaction, you actually started having connections with many of these people. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I didn't know anybody really before I featured them. The first person to be featured was Tony Robbins, because I can't go past Tony Robbins. He was like as close as I came to knowing that person. I had given him a hug on stage, but it cost me $10,000 to do that. Right? So I don't know what it is. Dana, you just launched a new product, but I think your next product needs to be how to charge $10,000 just for a hug. Like, I think that would sell like hotcakes.
Good idea.
I started like, because I feature them in the post, and I want to draw their attention to it. Like, hey, you've done so much for me. I just want to, because that's the other thing. If you tag them in the photo, it's not just a, hey, look at my post. It also shows up in their, you know, in a portion of their feed and a portion of their profile so that other people can look at it and say, and because I wanted people who were looking at them to see how they'd influenced me, because I always do a write up about them.
Can I interrupt you there? Because that is a piece we left out that's really powerful, Danny. Your write-ups were amazing. Your wife is right. That writing is your gift. And it wasn't just like, here's a post with a quote from Dana Wild. It was a whole write-up of like, specifically, Dana, here's how you've influenced me and here's what I like and here's what's going on. And it was so heartfelt and so authentic that that's how you get on the radar of people. So sorry to interrupt you, but please continue.
No, you're fine. And there's just a touch on what you said. It's that authenticity. And you had spoken about, we'd kind of touched on stepping into your celebrity. And that's the other thing with social media. It's all very personal now. People buy from a person. They don't buy from a company anymore. So that's only becoming more and more prevalent now. So I tagged them in the photos and I have gotten, I mean, seriously, I'm on Dana Wild's show right now, people. And this is all because of that. Like I am just so, I'm blown away by this, but I have a standing invitation from Joel Brown for a copy. If I go out to, and he's going to buy it for me. Like, you can go and read his comment. He's like, I'm so humbled by this. I want you to come out to WA and I will buy you that copy because I said I wanted to have a copy with him. I've gotten in touch with Alexi Panos, with Preston Smiles. Alexi was on the Abundance Factor. Joe Vitale, he's like, I love you. I love your vibe.
Carol Tuttle?
Carol Tuttle. Tomorrow I'll be on with Carol Tuttle, her Facebook Live. But it's been really like, it truly is the more you give, in the way that you give, the more you receive, because I've got a huge next 4 days starting here. Like this is like the grand, you know, proceeding. And it's all because of everything that I've done here, just directing the attention to other people and saying, you need to look at them. And my followers have really appreciated that. For some people, it's been like getting reacquainted with an old friend. I had a lady who loved that I did Brian Tracy. She's like, I haven't listened to Brian in forever. And I had another guy who's like, I'm just going through this list because you've got so many quality people here. I got to check out all these people I don't know. So it's just adding, and that's kind of the thing. Add value to the market. How much value are you adding to the market? Well, this is a great way for me to add value to lots of people's lives, including the people I want to hang with. So that's
what. That's the truth. That's the truth. It is. It's really, really powerful. And I have so many questions for you because you've taken this even further. If you think you've heard a lot now, there's even more coming. And it's so exciting. And, you know, the other thing you're doing in this when stepping into your celebrity is that you're also branding yourself as that giving person and as that good writer and as that person who's been influenced by a lot of other people. So you've got a lot of self-development knowledge. I mean, really, I'm sure you didn't do this as an ulterior motive. But as an ulterior benefit, what's ended up happening is you also branded yourself. So it's just like a good strategy all around. If you're wondering who we're talking to, where you are, what show is this, because we're just coming through the Facebook feed. This is Dana Wild. You're watching the Mind Aware Show. I'm talking to Danny Zuha, and I want to give you an URL right now. It's DannyZuha.com. Danny is D-A-N-N-Y. Z or Z, if you're from down under, OUCHA.com. But go to the /giveaway because that's the next thing we're going to talk about. How do you go from getting Instagram followers to now building your list just by giving more and giving more? Well, Danny has figured it out and we're going to talk about how that happened. Stay tuned. I'm checking in with the Facebook peeps now because we're live here on Facebook every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. So your questions are all welcome. I want to hear from you. And when I come back, we're going to talk about taking this to the next level. Be right back.
What's going on with you? You seem so up all the time, and your business is on fire. What are you doing?
I started Train Your Brain U. It's the only program for entrepreneurs that addresses mindset and business growth strategies. The idea behind the program is that when you feel good, you act great, and it's awesome. You can check it out at trainyourbrainu.com, and that's trainyourbrainu, the letter U, .com.
Is it expensive? Seriously, it's like you're a whole different person.
It's only $1 a day, and you get all the latest tools to help you stay positive and grow your business. You would love it.
Where do I go again?
TrainYourBrainU.com. That's TrainYourBrainU, the letter U, .com. Check it out today.
Hello, everyone. Dana Wild here, and welcome back to the Mind Aware Show. I'm talking to Danny Zuha, and I've got to tell you, this is such an interesting interview for me. You know, he is the author of the Happy Marriage Hot Sex Handbook. And as much as I know you wish we were talking about hot sex right now, we actually are not talking about hot sex or happy marriages, both very worthy subjects. But what we're talking about is Instagram, because Danny has done some really interesting strategies on Instagram to not only grow his account and his following there, but to grow his list and to grow his celebrity, to be able to step into his celebrity more and to be able to have engagement and make connections with people who are influencers in their own world, in their own sphere. So first of all, I don't know if you got it before the break, so I want to make sure you have it. Definitely go over to DannyZuha.com/giveaway, and I'm going to spell that for you. D-A-N-N-Y. Zuha is Z-O-U-C-H. A.com/giveaway, and check out all the stuff that's being given away. It's like crazy, the amount of personal development stuff, all sorts of cool things.
And I got a thing out. I got a thing out about you, because she has, like, I went nuts and I did the impossible. Okay, I asked for a signed copy of Train Your Brain because I love the book and I love Dana, and she says I'm going to send you two. One of them is for the giveaway. In addition to that, she's also thrown in the Train Your Brain Mega, which is, I think, like over $100 input. I mean, the kitty for this really keeps going up, and I have to do very little for it. So I just want to shout you out on that. Thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. Well, and this was really, how did you come up with this idea? Because for those of you who haven't been following Danny on Instagram, what happened was he started out with quote pictures from people who were like in the abundance factor, influences in the culture. And then somehow you've transitioned to this to where you're now actually giving away prizes from these people. What gave you that idea? How did you think I should do a giveaway?
Well, I was really taken aback by how much traction this was getting. I mean, it truly just started out as a way for me to break down my own mental block about envy and jealousy. And it sprung into this where I was getting more engagement than ever before. And I was getting engagement from people who I wanted, you know, I really wanted to be in touch with, this new peer group, Preston Smiles, Alexi Panos, James Altucher. And James Altucher is actually the way that I kind of came up with this. He was doing a giveaway of like the 30 books that are going to change your financial life. And I noticed the plugin that he was using. I'm like, wow, he's doing a giveaway. What's this plugin? My reticular activating system says this is important and you got to pay attention right now because this is going to come into play later. So I thought, wow, I'm getting a lot of traction with the Impactstagram. And I said, I said to myself that I want to give more as a result of this because I started giving in the first place. Look at what I'm getting. I'm going to give more. So I said, I'm going to do a big giveaway in the month that I get 1,000 followers. And I didn't announce this. I didn't announce it to people because some people say, you know, help me get to 1,000 followers. I didn't do any of that. I just said to myself, I wanted to give something away. And so I went looking for all the stuff that I might potentially give away. And July came and I had 1,000 followers. I think it was July 19th. I took a screenshot of it. Dana was featured, and I do these funny, like, I give them names. I give all these people names. Dana's was Brain Trainer, so it's always a morph of whatever they're perhaps most famous for. James Altucher's was Self Chosen. Tony Robbins was Giant Awakened. And so I pulled all this different stuff from these people, like Dana Wild, Train Your Brain, or The Abundance Factor. Riley Dane was in there. There's so many people in here. And so I said, I'm giving this stuff away. All you have to do is give me your first name and your email address. And you're in. You're automatically in with an entry. If you share it, you get more entries. If you follow me on YouTube, you get more entries. So I'm trying to add as much value as possible because I know right now the most valuable thing that anybody has is their email address, access to their email address. So I'm aware of that, and it's what Seth Godin calls permission marketing. I am getting permission to market these people based on the value that I am ideally giving to them, because that's what it's all about.
Yeah, well, and what I like about it is the simplicity of this. You know, you're not talking about having to be on 50 social networks and I need a funnel with 500 different autoresponders in it and I need to create a bunch of videos. You're saying, you know what? I'm making these cool graphics. They're getting some traction. People are liking them. I'm getting noticed by the people who are in them. What's the next logical step on this? Well, the next logical step is, why don't I do a giveaway of these people, you know? I mean, it's really just smart, simple, easy marketing, the feel-good way. So on the feel-good way, I want to ask you another question. How much do you think being in a positive mindset has played in your progression, in your success in this?
It has been truly vital. And I've been, like, taken in, because in preparation for this interview, I have been taken in, you know, everything of yours that I possibly could. And what I was blown away by was the recognition that when you are, like you talk about it, taking intentional action as opposed to inspired action, the difference between those two is that you choose, you get yourself into a positive elevated state and then you act. And it's those actions that are going to actually take you, because your creative pathways open up. And when you're in a low decreased state, you're like, it doesn't matter what you're going to do. Because I remember I was listening to Train Your Brain Mega yesterday as I'm mowing the paths of a 120-acre butterfly farm that I'm currently staying on in the middle of Kansas. Thank you, Rhonda and Randy. And I'm listening to that, and you said, you know, well, I'm feeling so down on myself because my business is really tanked, so I guess I'm just going to go make a bunch of calls and see if something comes up. And you're like, please don't. And I laughed out loud when you said that. I was like, please don't. So whatever action you want to take when you're in a low state, because all that's going to do is perpetuate this decrease, because you're going to get on the phone like, oh, you want to buy my product? They're going to be like, no, click. And then you're going to feel worse, so every subsequent call is going to be worse. So maintaining this elevated state has been absolutely huge. This whole journey to America has really been about dominating your own state and the energy play that goes on between you and the other people. Because if you can come with your positive A game, then that's what those are the people, those are the players that you're going to be playing with. You come with your D, C, and E and F game, then you're going to be playing with those people. And that's not what anybody wants in business.
You're absolutely right. And I like the terminology you're using when you're talking about it. It's making me think almost like of emotional mastery. You know, it's about really being in charge of your own energy and your own energetic and emotional state, I think, was the word you used. I love those words. Well said. Danny, oh my gosh, I'm just enjoying this so much, and we haven't even talked about happy marriage or hot sex, so I can't imagine what the next interview will bring. For those of you who are looking for Danny, make sure to go to DannyZuha.com/giveaway. Remember, Zuha is spelled Z-O-U-C-H-A, so it's DannyZuha.com/giveaway. Check out the Happy Marriage Hot Sex Handbook. Check out his giveaway and check him out with his Impactstagram on Instagram as well, Danny_Zuha. Danny, do you have any parting advice for everybody?
Honestly, the only thing I can leave you with, I guess two things, is get yourself into the giveaway. There's so much there. Dana's stuff is there. You get a signed book of her. You get a signed Train Your Brain. Like, that's worth it. You get two Carol Tuttle's Dressing Your Truth program. You get Dana Wild's Train Your Brain Mega. There's so much in here. This is the stuff that has impacted me the most from like 30 different people. So that's step number one. And I guess step number two is figure out. I gave this advice to a business. I was consulting someone the other day. And she's like, I want to find that thing, because she was really impressed with the Impactstagram too. And I said, just find what your biggest flaw is and then reverse it and figure out a way, because not only are you're going to be coming up with incredible content because it's vulnerable and it's authentic, but in addition to that, you're going to be breaking down your walls and you're going to be shifting those blocks. So it's like a double whammy. I'm all about hacking my way to success. So I can do two things at once. So much the better.
Danny, that is such a powerful tip. And I have to say, I don't think I've ever heard anybody say it that way. I really, really appreciate that. That's really, I see a future in personal development, sir, because that is just like the original awesome tips. Your biggest flaw, remember that. I'm taking that to heart. Watch out now. Thanks so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me on, Dana. I loved it.
I loved it too. And everybody, you get this, right? Do you see, isn't it fun to meet somebody who's actually out here doing things that are simple and easy and mindset based? And what's really cool about this, and I'm sure you got it too, is that Danny's using his own personal journey, his own transformational journey, and it turns out to mesh with a marketing journey because he's making breakthroughs in personal development himself and going on. And you know what's fun? You can do this too. Do what he says. Figure out what is your biggest flaw? What's the thing that you know you wish you could turn around? And how can you make that a positive in your life? How can it be that you launch your success because of that flaw, not even in spite of it, but because of it? What if you could change your world, change your marketing by simplifying, picking one thing, just taking the next logical step, not overcomplicating things, and giving? Really core, giving. The bigger you give, the more that comes back. It's also good and it's also fun. And you know the best part? You can start that today. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
I'm excited! I mean, like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't. All you have to do is flip the button.
It was like taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.